This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Reverend Bookburn starting in about 1 minute. The big penis microphone is working. The weapon of mass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes microphone is working. This is Reverend Bookburn. The Reverend is in Volta Radio. And we have a very special show tonight. The theme is Seeds VP. Yes, we're going to deal with those loyal motherfuckers who, even though it may seem like the disaster is over, it is not, and who have shown incredible appalling actions and responses to this unprecedented disaster against the environment and wildlife. But we're also going to have fun, and of course a lot of music, and we're going to get started with the first set of tunes. First, we need to acknowledge the passing of somebody. Tule Kupferberg died since the last show that we did, which was now a couple of weeks ago. Part two of In Defense of Paul McCartney. And Tule was in a very bad way. We did have the pleasure of meeting him, but that was ages ago. More recently, according to Paul Krasner, he had declined really bad. And so it wasn't for me to be on it. It's probably for the best, according to the people who were close to him. But we want to acknowledge him. He was a founding member of the 60s band called The Thugs, friends with Allen Ginsberg, Paul Krasner, and Abby Hoffman, and countless other folks who were prominent in the 1960s, stayed active politically and musically ever since, till he started sharply declining. And so he passed away, and we're going to open tonight's show with a live track by The Thugs. It was one of their reunions, this one being in the 1980s. It's a live CD entitled Refuse to be Burned Out. And in those days, Ronald Reagan, Oliver North, and other terrorists were training and bankrolling to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars a group of terrorists called the Contras to attempt to overthrow the Sandinista government because they dared to throw corporate America out of their nation and raise the standard of living for its citizens. And during the Contra War, there were a handful of artists who were brave enough to sing about it. And this is the Fugs live in the 80s doing their track entitled Nicaragua.
There's a war cast. A war cast with secret sway that wants a permanent war with only a season of rest. You could see it in the shape of the U.S. advisor's squinting eye, like the tail of a wasp, buzzing in the copter's hatchway over the jungle. My country so often stand on the side of the mean and the cruel. Woe, the CIA surrounds Nicaragua. Ah, and Reagan says yes to the death squads of El Salvador. Paracletus said, you've got to put out hubris more than a raging fire. Why does my country so often stand on the side of the mean and the cruel? Woe, the CIA surrounds Nicaragua. Ah, and Reagan says yes to the death squads of El Salvador. There's a mean streak in America, may take 500 years to solve.
Thank you. Cartoon gave us the ballpoint pen. I say get the Krauts on the other side of the fence where they belong. Let's get back to the kind of enemy worth killing and the kind of war this whole country can support. They kept falling. Suck! Joe falls back. A neat red hole in the middle of his head. Only one thing kept going through my mind. Kill! Kill! For Joe and Mac and all the rest of the guys! Kill! Then there was a blinding flash! And I woke up on a stretcher. And I slipped into unconsciousness.
It's your own life against another.
Yes!
Kill!
I feel so, so big in my face. with Iraq's liberation.
Cold hard facts, one can't refute. Number one liberators in the world. Get your
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
We'll be right back.
You heard Rage Against the Machine doing Street Fighting Man from the band Davey. You heard the Volta Radio station ID and the Reverend is in promo. From Anti-Flag, you heard Operation Iraqi Liberation, OIL, and One People, One Struggle. For Anti-Flag, Red Cross did Love Doll Superstar from the soundtrack of the same title. Buzz Oven did Toe Fry with the clip from the film Harold and Maude at the beginning of the song. The Prisoners, Philadelphia's own The Prisoners, did Imagine and started off with The Fugs doing Nicaragua live in the 80s. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on most Sunday nights at VoltaRadio.com. Information, updates, and goodies always at ReverendBookburn.com. And the shows are archived and available at any time for free at Radio For All, radio4all.net. And we've been off for a while. Got some things accomplished, other things, no progress made. We're still not making progress with the animation project, but other stuff, yes. And we're not going to take off as much time in August as originally planned, because we just are dying, especially me, to do the next two shows, which will be in this month. In 2 weeks, on August 15th, the theme will be Tea Parties Are Racist. And we're pluralizing it because now, like both psychopaths, they're kind of, once they yell jihad, they're like anybody else who yell jihad. Of course, they're just as capable of eating their own and fighting amongst themselves and dividing and getting hysterical and threatening each other, which is, of course, amusing. But there are multiple strains of it now. They're still corporate-backed fuckers. They're not populists or grassroots or any of that silly bullshit. And they're not that big either. They're overexposed by propagandists. But anyway, we'll cover all of that in 2 weeks. But there's more than one strain of them, so we are pluralizing it. If we forgot to pluralize it, to update at ReverendBookburn.com. August 15th, Tea Parties Are Racist. And 2 weeks after that, on August 29th, Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And there is a possibility of a very special live guest that night, but that's all we're going to say about it. So those are the upcoming shows. And of course, send it. We appreciate all feedback from the book burners. And if you have input to the forthcoming shows, write revbookburn@sjcdc.org. And every show in 2010, since the anniversary show in January, is foreplay to next January 2011, where if BP or the teabaggers or any other motherfuckers don't succeed in fucking up and destroying the world, we will do the celebration to slay all celebrations, making it to 10 years. All the shit that we've been through ourselves, as well as the state of the world, and of course surviving the Bush years, etc. So all of this is foreplay for the 10th anniversary show next January. And a big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat for archiving the shows and preparing for the special Big Ten. We have no birthdays. And one death that we want to speak about, which is the way we started the show. Thule Kupferberg, who was in the band The Fugs, passed away. There were a few articles and postings at social networking sites by Paul Krasner, which is how we found out. And so we want to say that his was a lifetime of greatness. His music, with and without the Fugs, his books, his activism, his contribution, I hate using that word, but his part in the 1960s in the counterculture scenes in a Greenwich Village in New York, and just so fucking much, is just unbelievable and a great person, but we're glad he's not suffering. And it's pretty well established that the final stages of life did not go so well. So farewell with honor, Thule Kupferberg. And we have a announcement of somebody who's not dead, but is having a hard time and is in some facility and is going to get physical therapy and rehab or medical rehab and that kind of stuff. So we're sending healing vibes to Aaron Kay, who is also known as the Pie Man. And probably pied more prominent people than anybody else. Pretty much all of the assholes from the Watergate scandal. William Colby, former CIA director. Phyllis Schlafly. There's so many. Anyway, healing vibes for Aaron Kay, also known as the Pie Man. And we have good news, which is that our friend and book burner and marijuana prisoner of war, Mr. Z, is out of federal prison in a halfway house and can see his family on weekends while working this kind of a shit job. And then they rip off, like, a large percentage of his money. But it's a lot better for him now than it was before. And, yeah, that's another celebration. I'm telling these guys who look like they had a really good weekend. Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. Hopefully they will remain functioning until the end of the show. Mr. Z reunited with family, and we can talk to him by telephone now. Let's see. No birthdays, no other deaths. A couple of days ago, we passed the anniversary of the murders carried out by anti-abortion terrorist and Al-Qaeda clone Paul Hill, the ex-Presbyterian minister who shot Dr. Britton of Pensacola, Florida, and his security escort, Colonel James Barrett, to death and shot and wounded Colonel Barrett's wife, June Barrett, on July 29, 1994. A reminder of who the anti-choice politicians are cuddling when they pass restrictive laws and give grants to the utterly insane anti-choice fake clinics that they have the audacity to call pregnancy care centers. And essentially, like many right-wing clergy, these politicians are essentially sucking off these holy terrorists who are cut from the same cloth as the holy terrorists halfway around the world. It was the anniversary of Paul Hill's acts of terrorism, and so we wanted to acknowledge that as well, because it's still relevant. Dr. Tiller was killed last... I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because we're all a little giddy. Dr. Tiller was killed last May in 2009, and that's a reminder, as well as all of these, all of this right-wing backlash, you know, from the racist teabaggers and other assholes who are also supporting the anti-choice people and similar Taliban wannabes. And funny news, two people have been in the hospital in the last few days. None other than Dickless Cheney, who is in the hospital for his heart again. Well, what can we say to the Dickster? Dickless Cheney, it must be a strain on the heart to be a war profiteer and to be hooked up with one of the most evil entities in the entire world, Halliburton. So, you just may have to turn your life around and not be a person of greed to extreme proportions, not be a fascistic person, not be a war criminal, and not be a war profiteer. If not for any kind of principle or any kind of human compassion, do it for your heart. Because how many slow news days are going to be taken up in the future by all of these hospital visits that have been accumulating? And interestingly enough, all of these anti-healthcare assholes are strangely not jumping up and down about paying for the Dickster's healthcare. Dickless Cheney, hospitalized for his heart. And from the same breed of the lower end of our species, Michelle Bachmann, the teabag queen, it has been hospitalized for undisclosed reasons. Can you imagine what these undisclosed reasons are? Maybe it has something to do with her being batshit crazy and a jihadist. But we can only speculate. Interestingly enough, her family does own a mental health facility. A for-profit one, of course. So maybe they own it so they could put her in it. If there was ever a delusional and irrational person who was in a perpetual state of psychiatric crisis, besides Mel Gibson, it is Michelle Bachmann. So, Michelle Bachmann, if you would care to let us know what the previously undisclosed reasons were for your hospitalization, do so, because we do need a laugh, and next show is about your goon squads in the little tea parties. So get in touch and fill us in on what's going on with you. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk more about BP. Just going to touch on it before we get to the second set of tunes. I can't imagine any book burners or any casual listeners or somebody who logged in by accident not knowing that for the last couple of months, there has been an environmental and wildlife catastrophe of the worst proportions ever, caused by BP. And almost equally outrageous is that the catastrophe was responded to by the bottom dregs of our species and of this nation as a part of their ideology to defend corporations no matter what, and to fight for the policies of failure that Reagan and later George W. Bush implemented to totally fuck everybody, and not in a good way, and not with lube, not even oil-based lube. So they want to defend corporate America. They want to fight against reversing the deregulation of corporate America by the totally stupid fuckers. Reagan, the Newt Congress of 1994, and of course, taking it to the greatest heights of all, W. Bush. Deregulation not only fucked our economy, but it gave these kinds of assholes literally a license to kill, since in addition to destroying so much of the environment and wildlife, they also killed 11 workers in that explosion. And yes, they took shortcuts in their safety measures and with their spending of costs for the right equipment and the right procedures. And it was abominable to read these assholes defending them, and even more laughably attributing them to Obama. Obama's a disappointment for 100 reasons, but he's nowhere near the asshole that Bush was, and the people criticizing him are the ultimate assholes of the nation. So these people attempting to create a BP and Obama link, when these teabaggers are the product of corporate-initiated drill baby drill campaigns, something echoed by brainless twit Sarah Palin and implemented by her daughter, she who misinterpreted drill baby drill and fucked and got pregnant, and thanks to abstinence-only education, became an unplanned mommy. But I digress. These people stood for advocating expansion of drilling and deregulation, letting them take these shortcuts and letting them focus exclusively on the short term of maximizing profits, economy and environment, and all people be fucked. We defend the mighty corporations. And it's funny because it's not entirely irrational for a corporation to be that way, because, you know, they're the assholes who are going to benefit. But it's utter stupidity for these ideological assholes to defend them and say, oh, well, accidents happen, and they're just trying to use this as an excuse to regulate our beloved companies, and all the silly shit that they say. But yes, BP was defended by pretty much the biggest nut jobs who are running for office, Sharon Engel, Rand Paul, who's just as much of a dipshit as his father, and on and on, the whole fucking zoo of them. So anyway, we're going to come back to that after the next tune of music. Oh, and we have a friend in Bookburner who's affected by this. She lives by the Gulf Coast, and Jezebel, who gave us some information about what was going on down there and how much it was fucking up people's lives. So, Jezebel, we love you, and we hope you are getting through this shit. And that you and yours are surviving both financially and health-wise, etc. Let's get back to the music, and then we're going to come back and talk about the BP seizing and why that's a great idea. We're going to play a song for former marijuana prisoner of war, Mr. Z. This is a Neil Young cover, one of his Better Hemp songs. This is being performed by Uncle Dave Bacon and Toxic Pig Fuck. It is their version of Roll Another Number for the Road.
Okay. This is Halliburton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and celebrate and advocate the seizing of BP. And it is unfortunate that we need to announce that the longtime musical legends, the Asylum Street Spankers, are going to call it quits and embark on their farewell tour. We love the Spankers and the show that we caught outside Philadelphia, and we're going to play them now. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing the Asylum Street Spankers doing If You Want Me to Love You.
Change, and but the truth is, this situation hasn't changed like they have. I find that there are fewer quiet those poor animals? Yes, it's horrible, and someone should do something about that. Yeah, someone should, and that someone is us, and tonight's the night!
All right,
we must be careful. Which way do we go? This way. I see the laboratory door. What's that funny smell? I don't know. Shh, someone's coming. Okay, it's all clear now. Let's go. Right, I'm gonna open the door.
The quest for knowledge is a natural activity, but science, be careful, science, be kind. You can't go on pretending to be blind. Those animal experiments don't make sense. You're getting nowhere with cruelty and death. I say ignorance was some excuse, but not now. You see, we got the proof. Animal testing is a dangerous game. All systems are different. We're not the same. It's a terrible risk. So no surprise, we get wrong results. Hey, what about the thalidomide? Abuse yourself of your own free will. Live dangerously and make yourself ill. Get hurt, get high, get in distress. But don't drag the animals into this mess.
We had success tonight. Full beam. Brigitte Bardot's taking the dogs and I keep the monkey. We should have done this a long time ago. Hey, we've got to do it again. How about you?
Spiritual revolution, my individual.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I am so grateful to have received so many thank you cards from BP, Exxon, Halliburton, and so many dear friends of mine and my daddy's. And it just warmed my heart when they expressed all the gratitude to us for giving them such a free ride and taking away all those pesky safety rules and other things that just get in the way of maximizing profits. And like I was saying to Bin Laden's daddy the other night when I was hanging out with them and other Saudi royals and people from Carlyle Group, all good folks, we had a drink and toasted and said, "Oil's well, dead end's well." I think that was from a Looney Tunes cartoon. But anyway, God bless BP from the Bush family. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. You heard the incomparable, phenomenal, always fantastic, Behind Enemy Lines, two tracks from them, Environmental Eclipse and Feeding Frenzy. Before Behind Enemy Lines, the Dandy Warhols did Hard On for Jesus, the Minutemen did Have You Ever Seen the Rain from their fantastic final album, Three-Way Tie for Last. And the Minutemen, by the way, are no relation whatsoever to those racist anti-immigration thugs and assholes, you know, that run amok at the borders. In fact, they were the opposite. They were very cool guys. And the two who are still alive are still very awesome people and not bigots. Before that, you heard Nina Hagen and Lena Lovitch doing Don't Kill the Animals from the Animal Liberation Benefit Compilation album. Before that, the Asylum Street Spankers, now on their farewell tour, did If You Want Me to Love You, and started off with Uncle Dave Bacon and Toxic Pigfuck doing Roll Another Number for the Road. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is C's, BP. And there is a precedent for that. Yes, we've talked about the assholes who defend them, the ideologues, and teabag tards and buffoonery from the Paul family, and then the total crackpots like Sharon Engel and all those people. The guy who apologized, a former Asshole of the Week recipient, who apologized because they were going to have to put money in an escrow account to fund the cleanup effort. But in addition to all the assholes defending them, people have had however much they had, but all of it seized for so much less. People who did not destroy the world, people who did not destroy anything, people who were simply marijuana smokers have had assets and bank accounts seized, had assets seized. It's a standard practice since Reagan's war on drugs started that is the world's response to relatively minor and low-level infractions of the law, whether legitimate laws or not. That's become practice for low-level infractions of the law. Fucking up an entire area of the world and then lying about it, covering up, photoshopping photos, harassing and driving away journalists and photographers, lying about the cleanup effort, lying about the efforts to plug the leak, on and on. They have gone beyond deserving to be seized. And in addition, it's going to take the worth of people like BP to fully attempt to restore the environment, the animals and wildlife, and the people whose businesses were destroyed and livelihoods were destroyed by that oil spill. There is no plausible, rational argument against the seizing of BP. Yes, the teabag tards will say, no, corporations are sacred. What we do to the citizens, we can't do to them. In America, the free market libertarian types consider corporate America to be deities. The people who say, we'll fuck the entire nation and the environment and the economy and the future for short-term profit in an unsustainable system of carnage and mayhem. But that is an ideal that needs to end. They are not above anybody else. And the people who are the giants or too big to fail need to be accountable, and there needs to be consequences, and they fucking A need to be regulated more than the citizens, more than nonprofits and other small-time operations, more than the music industry, more than anybody who has a vice grip set of controls over them. All right, I want to make sure we cover everything before we get back to the music. So, yes, the precedent for seizing began with Reagan's fascistic war on drugs, including seizing entire properties as well as bank accounts, all the funds in the bank accounts and all assets. And this, if this even needs to be said, this spill is beyond Exxon 1989. The damage and death has exceeded what happened to Exxon. And Exxon fucked up, too. There were monies that they were supposed to pay, and there were costs that they were supposed to pay that they ripped off and didn't pay. BP, as of now, has not put in the money they were supposed to into the escrow account. And there is no consequence. So it's time to remain aware of the developments in this story and speak up, as well as to counter the utter insanity that comes daily in comments and blog lands from the teabag tards. It is time for full accountability and seizing, and the money used to repair as much of the environment as possible, and as well as the wildlife. And it was a long time ago, but I remember fucking up at work. And it wasn't even that big a deal. Like, it wasn't super costly, and certainly not life and death. This is like over 10 years ago. And, but it was just the thing, like, you know, Reverend Bookburn, you fucked up. And the prevailing thoughts after, you know, the head games and everything else that was being done at the time was, you have to make it right and you have to assume the cost. So it's like, okay, that's cool. You know, we'll do that. But, and that was over, like, God, a fucking, not even a fraction of what BP has done it. And no, they don't call the shots. It's whatever it takes. If the cap doesn't work, plug the holes with their assholes if necessary. But BP has no say. The total fucktards, Sharon Engel and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and the teabaggers and the John Boehner types have no say in it. It's full repairs, full costs, and a seizing of their assets and company. And let the teabaggers jump up and down and, you know, have their little tantrums and jihad screaming. All right, let's see. We have limited time. We have to end on time. So we're going to play the third set of tunes and get to Asshole of the Week. This next track is by Ghetto Priest and is entitled Master, not Master, plural, Masters of Deception.
So many cover-ups, nothing's ever what it seems. That's scandal.
Scandal, scandal, scandal. Bow, bow, hey, hey.
Could bring the government to its knees.
Morning, 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 morning Theory for you.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist.
terrorist, obviously. Trained by Al Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
It's the only explanation of Bushy boys and Islamic fundamentalists. He's three quarters of the way through his plan already and no one's even noticed. There must be a damn fine Al-Qaeda training camp they got down there in Texas. Yeah! Getting him to pretend he's as thick as pig shit was a stroke of pure bloody genius.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old USA. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
Trust me. Presided over and has been directly involved with one of the worst financial disasters of a generation. Every move he makes seems to be directly against the interests of his nation. Have you noticed? He's used the media to increase the social insulation of an already fairly blind population since the McCarthy days. And now he's declared war on Islam just to increase the consternation. As far as I can see, there's only one explanation. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Theories, because no one knows what the fuck's going on. We're all looking for explanations. The most interesting one I heard the other day was that the West was controlled by genuine democracies that actually represent the will of their populations. Only the one about the aliens, the Antichrist, and the Freemasons is more laughable. Ha, 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 ha. I think my theory is much more plausible. Let me tell you about it. It goes like this. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. It really is the only explanation I can see. For his truly anti-American foreign policy. Now at this point, I would ask you all to sing along with the chorus normally, if it wasn't for the fact that there are cameras on the premises and the CIA might be requisitioning the tapes at any time. So, I recommend that under all circumstances, catchy though this number is, you do not sing along. You do not even smile. I recommend the most you do is tap your feet. But you do that at your own risk.
One, two, three.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. To fight for the faithful army. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
Never gonna run away, no.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
Come on, jump up with me, say.
Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist. George.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not saying fuck you to patients with Medicaid or from the wrong neighborhoods, I listen to the Reverend Bookburn's animation theme.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Who was the bloke in the Star Trek?
comes from the World Bank. So your country is safe. No food or medicine, just factories, mines and dams. Peasant revolts arise like pesky little flies. We swallow down corrupt legs. Wait for life, NASA, getcha. We're being conned, NASA, getcha. Every time we die, NASA, getcha. We are the stars.
This is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Although he seems more suitable for next week's, or next, the next show about the teabaggers. Tonight, August 1st, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Tonight's runner-up is Teabag-tard hero, racist right-wing blogger, and professional liar, Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart is a friend of another punk ass named O'Keefe, who also learned how to doctor and fake videos and try to set up scandals for people, most notably Acorn, in a total bullshit set up against them. Breitbart doctored the video that caused the temporary downfall of Sherrod from the Department of Agriculture, charging her with reverse racism against white people. And before recognizing that the story was false and that Breitbart was a bullshit artist, she had lost her job. And to this day, Breitbart is unapologetic and still being an asshole. Andrew Breitbart, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we have a very special recipient for Asshole of the Week. Somebody who could even outrank the runner-up of this week. A recipient so worthy and who has never received the award before. Tonight, symbols. We need the Bart sounds. Bart sounds, please. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Thank you. Tonight, Asshole of the Week. And I can't believe they haven't received a word so far, is the past and present leadership of BP because of their failing to live up to safety measures and their dishonorable response to the spill as covered in tonight's show, for being low-life corporate scum, even above countless other low-life corporate scums. BP leadership, past, outgoing, and present, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, let's end the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version, Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine did New Feudalism from the Audacity of Hype CD. Before that, Tom Robinson Band did Long Hot Summer. The Rub did George Bush is an Islamic Fundamentalist, and started off with Ghetto Priest doing Masters of Deception. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Seize BP. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Updates and goodies, and lots of goodies now, always at reverendbookburn.com, on YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn, MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn, on Facebook, The Rev has to be my first name, because Rev can't be a first name, The Rev Bookburn, and on the info tab, the Reverend Bookburn fan site. In 2 weeks, August 15th, we will be on the air for the theme Tea Parties Are Racist, and on August 29th, with possibly a very special live guest, Win a Date with Mel Gibson. Thank you, Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, Pastor Rex Cat, Jezebel from the Gulf, Mr. Z, Ginger Snaps, and everybody who contributed thought or idea or inspiration, Lila Walla, and people we've recently heard from that for the first time in ages, and of course, Mr. Z, former marijuana prisoner of war. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here, and then the Stir Fry production show will be beginning. This is by the Big Boys, and it's their song about BP entitled We Got Your Money. Good night.
Okay, get ready. Welcome to Stir Fry Productions on Volta Radio, promoting the Stir Fry Revival 2010, being held at Snipes Farm in Morrisville, PA, September 3rd and 4th.
Doesn't that stuff cause brain damage?
Only if you take it like every day for a month,
bitchin'.
With your host every Sunday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., your guy in the fry, your friend at the fest.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Jesse. And in the studio, making sure he behaves as usual.
Marijuana on one, reefer on two.
Brian.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Together, they're playing all the music you'll hear at the best fest this year, Stir Fry Music Revival, the little festival that could.
I'm so wasted.
So get off your couch, wrap up a Randy's, because they're going to keep you up grooving all night. It's time for Stir Fry Music.
I was at this party earlier tonight, and some guy hooked me up with this incredible accent. Next thing I know, I'm being thrown out of a moving car. I've been tripping balls ever since.
All right, everybody. We're back with another episode of Stir Fry Music Revival 2010, being held at Snipes Farm September 3rd and 4th. Only about 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia. It's a great deal. Thousands, no, not thousands, but lots of bands. Lots and lots of bands.
Jesse, I think you're a little over anxious there with that, especially your little promo piece that you put together.
Yeah.
I like the effort, though. I really, really do. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And in the studio tonight, we have Mark from Sage. You know, we're really happy to have these guys.
How's everybody doing?
Be part of the festival this year. And, it's really good. So, you know, these guys are just awesome. You know, I've been listening to their CD for like the last week in my car. It's just been fantastic.
It's good driving music.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
We were rocking.
Oh, speaking of, I did get a left turn. I got a ticket making a left-hand turn when I shouldn't have been making a left with your CD in my deck.
Bad cop, no donut.
Yeah, I know. And for all of those who know me, I actually only just got the $109 ticket, so it was actually a good traffic stop compared to some of our friends.
I was going to say there's such a thing as a good traffic stop.
In that situation, it was a good traffic stop.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
It was a good traffic stop. So, what do you say, Jesse? We want to get something on from Sage here, real quick.
Yeah, we're going to do a Red Octagon.
All right, great. Tell us about the song, Mark. What do you?
This track was a little different for us because we started to implement electronic samples and an electronic snare drum pad. So it was moving towards a bit more progressive of sound for us. You'll notice the electronica element.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing I really dug about this album. I mean, you go from, I don't want to say in one extreme, but, it not only does the album flow, but it definitely has a lot of different styles of music, you know, hint of everything. I really dug it a lot.
We cover a little bit of ground.
Absolutely. And that's what attracts me. But that again, that's also, I think, why you're a part of our festival, because we're the Stir Fry Music Revival. If you look at our lineup and you listen to all the music that's on, it's just one big jambalaya of...
We're grateful to be a part of it.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, man. Yeah, it's going to... You guys are going to be killing it. You got a great
lineup. Everybody, if you're listening, you got to go. It's going to be bomb.
Well, hopefully if they're listening already, they're going. They're just, No, but definitely. So, Jesse, what do you say we get this song rolling?
All right. This is Red Octagon from the Sage. We'll be right back.
the soil.
Top turned it around. The world soon saw just what oil could be. Starting off slow, blowing out of the ground. Then refining the crude to pure kerosene.
Oh, we really started cracking with the process defined. When a guy named Burton appeared, the history of oil kept us all surprised. Cause it's only been 100 years
since all.
Melting pot to boil.
When
believing it, they were bleeding it.
said burn, baby, burn to the street. Samurai said to my face that any flags where the ship was rolled from fire in the first place. Bail out the banks, will not to the churches. Satanic reverses. Bail out the banks, will not to the churches. Satanic reverses. Bail out the banks, will not to the churches. Satanic reverses. Bail out the banks, will not to the churches. Satanic reverses.
Propaganda of the gas mask worker was the proper slander to whoop up the hatred. The stage was lit and the lights were all faded. The pilots and night vision goggles created and generals masturbated till the 15th. 2 days later, they invaded. Not a single TV station expressed dissension or hardly made mention to the censorship of information from a kinder, a gentler nation, blinder, mentally, retardation, disorientation. The pilots said their bombs lit, bagged it like a Christmas tree. It was the Christian thing to do, you see. They didn't mention any casualties, no distinction between the real and the proxy, only football analogies. We saw the bomb hole, we watched the Super Bowl, we saw the Scud missile, we watched bug commercials, we saw the yellow ribbon, saw pilots in prison, we never saw Fame for the Dead at 11. Address the spectators and shouting above the rumbling generator. If they insist on bringing this down, then let's shut the whole country down. Marching through the downtown, 100,000 became participants. And we heard the drums of millions off in the distance. Rushing through the cities, some of them did things that weren't so pretty. Most were there for primal screen therapy. Newsmen concentrated on the negative, like the jingle with more peaceful protesters ended up on the cutting room floor. Nintendo casualties of the ratings war. More bombs dropped in World War II or in both Asian invasions. New World Order persuasion. Business as usual for our nation. You imagine 150,000 dead. The city of Stockton, coffins locked in when we clocked in. Not to mention civilians. The loss of life on both sides puts the limits of resilience. The scent of blood in my nostril, fuel of the fossil, land of apostle, the blackness that covered the sky was not the only thing that brought a tear to the eye or the taste of anger to the tongues of those too young to remember. Vietnam. Is heroin better in a veteran? Mining the memory of the dying, laying in a line as if the smell of the shadows, heaving and weeping, that keep the soldiers from sleeping as he sings the orphan's lullaby. When the soldiers put down the bayonets, the strings are chained to the marionettes. Amir of Kuwait gets back in his jet. We replace the dead with new cadets. We hate those who did the shelling. Oh, we hate those who weren't willing to do the killing. When the leaders of the ball eaters come home to roost. We sing a song of praise and indebtedness for our deliverance from evil. Or will we sing a song of sadness for the dreaded death this mess delivered us people?
A bar of soap, a pint of scoop was all they'd had to eat. Look at there, some macaroni had happened to his hair. He had a shirt, but it was hurt, and sadness filled the air. Now, I'm not the world's most incredible man. I never can quite seem to understand. If it weren't for all the people, I'd be all alone. Rock me, baby, rock me, baby, all night long.
Sitting comfortably? Well, then I'll begin. This is the tale of the lost Earth Boot. If you could only get your Earth Boots on, hey, 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 go put your Earth Boots on, hey, 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 go put your Earth Boots on. See, your mama said put your Earth Boots on. Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear. The music's kinda loud, but I could read you anyway. So opinionated, now the sand you say you hate it. You know about the run-ins and the truth, you will not state it. I say that we ain't hardcore, but Mr. Critic, can't you see the different way of doing the music we have never come to be? Stand on our own ground, listen to the heart pound, let the tell the time, making sure the clock swells. See any many styles, we try to portray, and like a nasty goon, we won't go away. And we just stand firm, repelling all borders, while the independent ship is just up following orders. So see, what are you saying?
Only us sticks man wear earth boots.
I see.
Put your earth boots on.
I'm running wild like the Yeti, see a catch 22. And this is where the truth is. If you try and change your tune, and then you're up for the distance, a catch 23. When you're talking about a more than six pretentious and stuff, I suppose you're serious comics. So hold now, hold up, who goes there? It's the strange sounding poet, the one with no hair.
Only a vibe man know about earth boots.
Yeah, earth boots. We used to view our races. There's a snake, a sea, Uncle Big Man and Spy. We shoot the truth up from the hip, no reason to lie. I'd like to say to everyone on the label, it's the Knights of the Loud. We're talking round the table. If your earth boots are on, then it's hunky-dory. If you get an itch, we'll up and tell your story. Place in the line, respect the tradition, acquisition of a mission name. But long way to go, can't do it so low. I'm just a helping fool of Warrington.
Hola, what's that man over there wearing?
Dada, wearing earth boots.
My earth boots.